My name is Virginia Willis. I'm a local chef and cookbook author, and have just written Bon Appetit, Y'all, Recipes and Stories from Three Generations of Southern Cooking, published by Ten Speed Press, and I'd like to share with you the introduction. Rich in folklore and history, the cooking of the American South embodies all the glamour, grit, and heartbreak of Southern culture, the sad cruelty of slavery's influence, the joie de vivre of wealthy, well-bred, landed aristocracy, the romance of moonlight and magnolia, the sun-washed wholesomeness of family memories, and a note or two of twisted Southern Gothic, fierce attachment to the land, and recently, a prideful sense of place, with chefs boldly championing local, artisanal, and heirloom products and vegetables. My part in the old and complex story of Southern food began in my grandmother's country kitchen with its walls made of heart of Georgia pine. My maternal grandmother, Emily Louise Wingate Baston, who I call Mimi, was the daughter of a farmer, a true Southern lady, and a wonderful cook. Born in 1907, she grew up near Hepzibah, Georgia. From the time I was in a high chair to when I was a grown woman pulling up a chair to her kitchen table, I loved to hear her stories of milking cows, making butter and cheese, filling a root cellar, killing hogs in the fall, and curing hams in the smokehouse. Mimi graduated from Young Harris College in 1927, a somewhat unusual feat for a woman of her time in the rural South. Her diploma, a real sheepskin, has hung in the dining room of our family home for as long as I can remember. She met my grandfather at a fish fry on the Savannah River. They were married for almost 65 years until he passed away. Mimi was the president of the Evans Extension Homemakers Club and was famous for pound cake, fried chicken, light buttery yeast rolls, old-fashioned butter beans, turnip and mustard greens with salty, smoky pot liquor, and homemade jams and jellies. Many of these recipes are still scribbled in her handwriting directly on the wooden interior of her kitchen cupboard, a sight that can leave me breathless and even move me to tears. My mother, Virginia, and her siblings grew up being fed from that same heart of pine kitchen that came to mean so much to me. The family raised chickens and cows. Though they stopped milking the cows when one surly beast kicked my grandmother, they packed the freezer with beef instead. Mimi served grits every morning for breakfast, and Mama said she filled the plates to the rim. The school bus would pull up at the end of the long driveway, and my grandmother would make it wait until all the plates were clean. No one, including the Columbia County Board of Education, argued with Mimi. In the 1960s, Mimi and Mama both watched Julia Child's first television series and religiously tried the recipes the following week. Later, I was the grade school child who took leftover crepes au champignon and roulade au poulet to school for lunch. I hated it then, but now I see in my mother's explorations the roots of my own passion for food. When I was 3 years old, my family moved to Louisiana, and Mama discovered Cajun recipes, often preparing red beans and rice, crawfish etouffee, and shrimp creole. So Mama's repertoire covers all the Southern classics that she learned from Mimi, but also includes quail and red wine sauce, various gumbos, and French butter cookies. A love of fresh, home-cooked food and a tradition of unconditional hospitality has always been guiding values in my family. I see them as a testimony to our Southern heritage. I spent much of my childhood in the kitchen with Mimi and Mama, absorbing those values and acquiring skills I would later develop into a profession. There are photos of me as young as 4 in Mimi's kitchen, standing on a chair making biscuits, or sitting on the counter with my feet in the cool steel sink shelling butter beans. From the age of 10, I used to sell birthday cakes to the neighborhood moms for their children. My career began in earnest in Atlanta, where I worked as an unpaid apprentice to Natalie Dupree, and has since taken me all over the world. I have cooked for President Clinton, Chef Roger Verger, Aretha Franklin, Jane Fonda, and made Lapin Normandie with the Grand Dame herself, Julia Child. My television work has taken me from the steep cliffs of Amalfi, where I picked plump yellow lemons, to the coast of Connecticut, where I tasted a briny oyster straight from the frigid waters of the Atlantic. As a Southerner and a graduate of both L'Académie de Cuisine and École de Cuisine La Varenne, my own style of cooking combines my Southern heritage with classical French training. The result is a melange of new Southern and new American cooking with a heavy dose of classic French technique. As a food writer and cooking teacher, I try to be sensitive to busy lives, hectic schedules, and health concerns. Thus, many of the recipes in the book are adaptations of and use less fat than traditional Southern and classic French dishes, while a few are old-timey favorites flavored with hogjowl and bacon, and some are just simple country food that would be equally at home both here and in France. I take French technique into the southern kitchen. You'll find recipes for pork chops with dried plums, as well as fried pork chops with pan gravy, old-fashioned pot roast, and boeuf bourguignon. My philosophy with recipes is that simple is best. I try to use the finest ingredients, and by concentrating on sound French technique, do as little of them as possible to let the flavor of the actual food shine through, a style I like to call refined southern cuisine. These are recipes to cook in the home kitchen, not restaurant-driven creations. They are recipes for families, for displaced southerners yearning for a taste of home, for aspiring cooks, and for anyone who simply wants to spend some time in the kitchen working and playing with food. Some of my favorite memories happened in the kitchen learning at Mimi or Mama's side. I was learning so much more than food and cooking. These times were history lessons, math exercises, and instructions in social studies. Food and cooking are always about so much more than just sustenance, of course. For me, they define some of my most precious relationships, root me in my culture, and give me my place in the world. Bon appetit, y'all, is my way of saying welcome to my southern kitchen. Pull up a chair.
Virginia Willis is the author of Bon Appetit, Y'all, Recipes and Stories from Three Generations of Southern Cooking. She will be appearing with her mother for a very special Mother's Day book signing and reception at the West Paces Ferry Whole Foods on Saturday, May 10th at 2 p.m. For more information, please visit her website at www.virginiawillis.com.